True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, pump it up. It's Monday, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Make it easy on you. Hey, Charlie Kirk, this isn't going to go away anytime soon. And I'm good with that because his name is getting spread far and wide. What he talked about is being spread far and wide. Now, be careful. There are some fakes out there that are going to try to make him look bad. If you see anything that's nasty, more than likely, 99% chance that it's a fake. Now with AI and all that, fortunately, and these desperate people who are liars anyway, so of course they can't stand it, that he is getting attention. What he talked about is getting attention. The wonderful way in which he developed a rapport with college students, even though many of which vehemently disagreed with him, it's a great thing, and it is just being shared more and more, and I love it, and I applaud it. And in fact, six of the nine NFL games took time off to offer a moment of silence. We're talking about a huge national audience that may not be politically motivated, may not be spiritually motivated. I mean, wow. You talk about that. That is, you know what? If we can do this, Greg, get a measure on the Googles. Remember when Tim Tebow put to John, was it 316, John, under his eye? We need to see how many people have Googled Charlie Kirk since the kind of exposure he's gotten. I bet you it's got to be big. It's got to be a big number, I would think. And so good. I'm glad. And some of the NFL teams, and I guess it's an individual thing. It's obviously not a mandate from the NFL. It's individual teams, whether or not they want to do that in-house. But at 6 out of 9 team, not bad. Not bad. So that to me is a good thing. Speaking of the NFL, you know, the Florida teams, I always try to put them in there. And the Dolphins, yeah, close but not close enough. They lost to the Patriots 33-27. The Jags lost a tough one to the Bengals 31-27. The Buccaneers, they did not lose, only because they played tonight at 7 o'clock. You get a doubleheader on Monday Night Football tonight.
Not getting the exact number that you're looking for, but a number of things are coming up. Mm-hmm. His social media accounts, those of Charlie Kirk, have gained millions of followers since then.
Millions. And that's followers. They're not just checking out who he is. They're going to be paying attention, tuning in.
And that was a day or two ago.
Wow. That's awesome. Hey, another huge exposure. What's another big, well-watched sport in America? NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
And NASCAR star Christopher Bell won the 500-lap race at Bristol Motor Speedway on Saturday and dedicated the win to the murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk. In an interview with USA Today, Bell said, it's been a tough week that the country's had to endure. Most importantly, this week has obviously been a tough week. There's a lot in our mind. This one is for Charlie. Wow. Bell raised an emphatic fist as the crowd roared with approval. Wow. During the weekend, Bristol Motor Speedway also put up a dedication in remembrance of Kirk on the big screen at the half-mile short track, while all of the folks at Richard Childress Racing Cars carried tribute decals. That is big. Does anybody on the left, the haters, do any of them take notice of this? They think that big NASCAR teams would promote somebody who they say was about hate. Will they take a step back and go, ooh, maybe, and I know there's got to be some of them that said, you know, I didn't do my own research. I just, yeah. I had people in my group and they just said, oh, he's bad. He talks hate. And so I wrote him off.
We've seen some people apologize after making comments and then realizing, oh, maybe I really didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, it happens. I mean, and if you, that's all you do is plug into the, well, either mainstream media or you could call it the left of center media or the really wacky media like MSNBC, you know, that's, you're only going to get garbage, 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 garbage. So, you know, that's going to be reflected in your opinions if you take enough of that trash in. Prayer vigil that had taken place. Michael W. Smith, big time Christian artist. And so they were doing stuff there, Turning Point USA.
That was in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside Nashville.
That's where a lot of the country stars build some nice homes and what have you, right? It's well to do. Kathy Lee Gifford?
Kathy Lee Gifford. She was there with Smitty and his wife, Debbie.
I just don't remember her singing a lot of country songs, does she? She might.
No, but it's country. I know, it's Christian territory there. All the labels are based in Nashville, so yeah.
Country, Western, and Christian.
All three.
It's all getting in there.
That's the Trinity right there.
Country star Morgan Whalen paid a tribute to Charlie Kirk's grieving widow. Oh my gosh, this woman, Erica. Can you imagine? Now, I didn't get to see her speech. Greg told me before we got on the air. He goes, yeah, you need to watch that.
If you missed it. Yeah. Describing it is one thing, but watching it is another.
So I guess Morgan Whalen, he paused mid-show. In Canada, eh? Right. In Canada. Friday night to offer up prayers to Kirk's former beauty queen wife, Erica, before dedicating his song, I'm a Little Crazy, to the shattered family. Wow. So, I mean, there's an outpouring here. Coldplay, frontman there, Chris Martin, when he's not busy getting people divorced, he is sending love to Charlie Kirk's family. Not his fault, clearly. Chris Martin told the audience to send love to Charlie Kirk's family on Friday night at his band's concert in Wembley in the UK. For the final time for a few years in London, let's raise our hands like this and send love anywhere you want to send it in the world. He said, adding that there are so many places that might need it today. So here it comes from London. You can send this to your brother or your sister. You can send it to families of people who have been going through terrible stuff. You can send it to Charlie Kirk's family. Wow. So, yes, that is nice. And I love it because the haters, it's just like, it burns! It burns! Yeah. You know, you're throwing holy water on these witches, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're killing me! Sorry,
actual,
did that...
That's an actual recorded actuality.
It started sounding a little like... Who is that comedian that Sam Kinison?
Just a little bit.
You're killing me!
He does sneak through quite a bit.
As part of my personality. Ruh-roh. Okay. Well, remember, I think it was Greg. You might have even told me this. You reminded me of it. Yeah. He was a preacher before he was.
Yes, he was.
Comedian.
He was a
comedian.
Fiery preacher. Absolutely. It is kind of weird because you can find that on YouTube. Kind of his last national interview as he was making that transition, if you will, from being in the ministry to Hollywood was calling. And basically, I guess he just couldn't say no to the money. It was weird because you knew how far he was going to eventually go. And he says, yeah, well, you know, things are going to be a little different. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
How are they going to be different? Huh, yeah. Sam? How are they going to be different? Come on.
Scripture, there'll be lots of profanity.
Come on. Come on. Tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
It is different.
Come on. They're going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Anyway, time to air it out. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Yeah, it's time. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But give us a call right now at 877-975-9825. Coming up at 8:05, our investigative reporter, Nanette Holt. Stick around for that as well. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And I know you'll never be one of those. I hope. All right, call now. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
A few minutes ago, you were talking, Mr. Rose, about a woman who was committed to supporting Mondani. You led this and this, and she's committed to blah, 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 and your partner in crime chimes in with three quick words. She needs committed. And you didn't react, but now I got to go home when 2 minutes away and clean the coffee off the inside of my windshield because I did a spit take and you wouldn't believe. And that is what's bugging me. Ha ha.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
We're sorry about that.
I apologized. And if I would have caught it,
uh-huh.
I may have said something almost as witty.
Uh-huh.
Then it would that when you get it spitting out, that's one thing.
Uh-huh.
When it comes out your nose,
oh,
it gets ugly quick.
That's just too much. Yeah.
But we feel like Thank you. We're doing our job.
Yes.
Have a great day, by the way. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is the reaction on the ban of the open carry in Florida, specifically some of the sheriffs in South Florida. You would think these people are Marxists. They maybe are. I don't understand. Freedom rung very loudly. Our constitutional rights were upheld, but yet there are some people, conservatives, capital C-O-N, who are just clutching their pearls. They think it's going to be the end of the world, and it just really makes me sick. And I just want to say thank God Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods, he made a very well-reasoned, well-articulated response. He's not going to enforce the ban. He also said that as gun owners, we have to respect private business, and I want to applaud that man. I just want to call – I just want people to remember, when you go vote, listen to what these people say, vote them out, get people in there who believe in the Constitution and freedom, and that's all I got. It just really bugs me how people are upset that freedom is ringing, Bob.
Yeah, the only thing I can think, just off the top of my head, some, and I use the word some, law enforcement-related folks might think that somehow this could make their job slightly more complicated. But also, I remember the people when concealed carry was really made widespread legal in the Sunshine State, they said there'd be blood in the streets, OK Corral type stuff, you know, people drawing down on each other everywhere. That really, and there was some law enforcement people said that, some people in public office, they were all crying like this was going to be the end of the world. And of course, as we know, the crime rate plummeted.
Yeah, that's actually what's happening in Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Networks like CNN seem to be having a hard time putting their finger on the motive for this murder. They went as far today as to have a criminologist on telling us the difference between somebody's ideology and somebody's motive. So they're completely different things, obviously. So they just have no idea what could have motivated this guy to do this. It's you know, it would be laughable if it wasn't such a serious topic the way they are covering this.
Yeah, indoctrination meets mental illness, and that's your recipe for disaster.
And
really,
your story, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Levy County Joe, he's alive.
I am alive. Awesome. How are you guys doing?
We missed you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Sorry it's under these circumstances, but I had to say something. It's terrible that when people preach love and try to get people together that you get sickos like this that want to end that. I mean, it just baffles my mind. Mm-hmm. I had to make sure you guys heard my voice on that. Y'all have a great day.
No, we're just glad to hear your voice, period.
Yep.
It's been a while. We're glad that you're that you're doing well. Yeah, we hope you're doing very well. All right, let's go to Melba. What's bugging you?
Well, it's funny to me that people keep saying that the guy that assassinated...
Charlie Kirk.
Mr. Kirk, yes, that he turned himself in when he indeed did not. His father did, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, the shooter.
Yeah.
The shooter, I guess his father kind of talked him into it. He apparently, this is what I heard, that he said, oh, well, now I'm not going to turn myself in. I'll just kill myself. Mm. And that's how the conversation started, and he finally talked to me. So, Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. 5 years ago, approximately, Chuck Schumer was, he's the Democrat senator from New York. He was rebuking Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch about the Roe versus Wade thing, and he basically did the insightful language, you're going to unleash the whirlwind and you won't know what hit you, kind of like in the same sense Charlie Kirk doesn't know what hit him. And Maxine Waters, with her phrase about, you know, getting their face at the gasoline station, that wouldn't work out really well in Florida, but these people have violent vitriolic violence-filled rhetoric that's feeding into this problem, and that kind of bugs me.
Well, and as a result of some of that rhetoric, Supreme Court justices have been stalked and, you know, and attacks thwarted and different things. It's, and they must know what their language is doing.
They do.
But they, whenever it's brought up on the lamestream media, it's like, both sides need to tone it down. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to take the wax out of both sides of your head, pal.
I don't think we've called any anybody's called any Democrats names of people who killed millions of Jews and others, have they? I don't believe so. I don't believe that's happened.
People are
stupid. The S word, stupid.
Morally and logically bankrupt, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, Nanette Holder, our investigative reporter. She always has some great stuff to share with us. That's coming up at about 8:05 on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of positivity coming after a very, very tragic event, and I for one, think it's awesome. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Charlie Kirk gave his life defending our civil liberties to engage in free and open debate. So declared State Senator Jake Hoffman of Arizona, a friend of Kirk's, an opening that the vigil for the slain leader, Charlie Kirk, was at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in D.C. last night. The evening began, obviously on a somber note, with the entire hall rising for prayer. But the mood quickly became energized, almost festive, as speaker after speaker celebrated Kirk's life, achievements, and example. Yeah, these are things like the left doesn't really, they can't, well, they don't understand it because they don't embrace it. Most of them are not believers, and so they don't understand that it's not over for Charlie Kirk. It's just his heavenly life has begun, okay? It's not over for his family, although it is going to be tragic and very difficult, but with their faith and the tremendous outpouring of love from the people all around them, they're going to get through it. And as believers, you know, there's a reward at the end of all of this. You know, and they can't understand that. They can't quite comprehend it. And that if you murder someone that is loved and lived his life well, more people are going to join in and at least take a look at his ideology, his philosophy. The guy seemed like a pretty upbeat, happy guy. Mm-hmm. What's this all about? Family guy, beautiful family. Oh, what's this all about? What, he was only 31?
Yeah.
And he had these millions of followers? What? What was he saying? What was he doing? It's a win, right?
It is. And even if you take the spiritual / religious context out of it, how about just how pro-American he was? Traditional American values, our foundational views. They don't even relate to those.
And... And it, really, you could also, that's a great idea to say, okay, well, let's take a step even further back. Mm-hmm. Great defender and utilizer of the First Amendment. He utilized free speech exactly as it should be done.
Yes.
Having an honest discourse, ideas, debates, and doing it in not a rude way, not using foul language. It is interesting that all the people who did for whatever reason already had a chip on their shoulder when they met him, they tended to use that kind of language.
I guess it's like it's their go-to. I don't know. Or they just had nothing else.
It's just like the name-calling thing. It's just
right.
Like that.
You're right.
I don't want to have an honest debate. I'll just call you a homophobe and a bigot and a... Mm-hmm. And a
racist. Got to get racist in there.
What's the other one that is different? Fascist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Miranda Devine always writes, you know, brilliant stuff for the New York Post. This is interesting. This is something that... Well, let's just say there's a lot of folks that are not going to have a comfort level even debating or talking about this, but it is what it is. And Miranda Devine writes, it wasn't until Utah Governor Spencer Cox spelled out the transgender links to the suspect in Charlie Kirk's assassination that the New York Times and the rest of the hate media and their social media offshoots finally gave up on the absurd nudge, nudge, wink, wink pretense that the killer was its favorite type of villain, a mega gun nut. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Once again, they were disappointed, right?
Yep.
Nope. This guy, I'm not going to say his name, 22 years old, turns out to be a hardcore leftist, Antifa devotee, and Kirk hater, who is living with his transgender boyfriend, identified as Lance Twiggs, 22, who claimed, "We are riding with Biden," in a post from a couple of years ago on social media platform Reddit.
I bet they were.
The two men also reportedly, see, that's why I can't react to what you say, because then I start laughing. The two men also reportedly shared a sexual fetish for furries.
Okay. Oh,
wow. They're now, weird. See, my dogs love stuffed animals. They, but I'm praying it's not a sexual fetish. They just like to chew their little heads off.
Yeah.
And eat the squeaker.
It's like they're hunting or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are pictures apparently with Twigs, the boy, girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah.
These things are confusing. Yeah, anyway, wearing so animal easy. Headdress. So now it's like I'm not happy with my gender. I am unhappy with my species.
Wow.
Right? Isn't that what it is?
No, you're absolutely right.
It's like,
right.
Where does it end?
You're just never happy with anything.
Oh, my gosh.
It gets crazy. But, you know, it's interesting because we, unfortunately, we had the conversation after the assassination. We're like, is this going to be another one of these trans things? And then it seemed like, you know, they caught the old white guy, and I don't know what was the deal with that. Okay, well, it looks like it wasn't. And then when they catch this guy, we're like, oh, okay, it looks like maybe it wasn't. And then the rest of the story comes out. It's like there is just this violent agenda coming from that community right now. It's amazing to see.
Well,
not a good
and look, we're painting with a broad stroke.
That's
here,
what I
so
said.
Just relax.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
But you're talking about, well, this is my preface to this.
Yes.
You're talking about a group of people, they're angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they're angry. They're unhappy people. There doesn't have to be an issue in front of them per se.
Mm-hmm.
It is their own internal issues that bring this about. They're unhappy and angry.
Right.
And they're confused. Mm-hmm. Think about that. And I'm not trying to equate or conflate the two, but I'll say this. Many people with Alzheimer's and dementia get very angry. Do you know why they get angry? Because they're confused.
Yeah, the frustration.
Confusion and it leads to frustration, which leads to anger. Well, why would it be any different for young people that are confused about their identity, who they are sexually, who they are, anatomically?
Mm-hmm.
They're confused, and that confusion leads to this frustration. Why don't you understand me? Ma'am, you don't understand yourself. So,
and then someone gives you a target per se of someone you can call names who
who has a good life, who does know who they are and where they're going. And you don't, if anything, there's probably some jealousy that comes into play there.
Well, it's, look, the same mentality that says if, you know, it removed my breast and gave me a fake penis, I'd be happier. And someone in this guy's mind says, you know, if you could just kill Charlie Kirk, mm-hmm. you're going to feel better.
Right.
I mean, it's, yes, it's absurd to those of us who think logically. And, you know, the great piece from Miranda Devine, she goes on to say, in the midst of an epidemic of left-wing political violence, you'd have to be pretty perverse not to understand the motive for assassinating Kirk. The 31-year-old conservative leader was shot through the throat just as he was answering a question about transgender mass shooters. Too many, he replied to the question. Do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years? That's when he was silenced with a bullet to stop him from voicing an opinion held by the majority of Americans. The next day, podcaster Steven Crowder posted a screenshot of what he said was an ATF report showing that the cartridges found with the fatal weapon had engravings, quote, expressing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. Sure enough, despite the scoffing from the hate media, Crowder was right.
Yep.
The Utah County Sheriff's Office report described the Mauser bolt-action rifle with scope found wrapped in a towel and stashed in a bush near the murder scene. One spent cartridge, three live rounds recovered. Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on the casings found on the rifle.
Yep.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Nanette Holt, our investigative reporter, coming up. Shortly after 8 o'clock, don't go anywhere. We've got all your top stories information right here on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise? Are you kidding me? Just when you thought the other day the weather wasn't going to get, couldn't get any better, voila, you're welcome. Thank you, Lord. It really is. It's going to be an awesome day. Get out and enjoy it. That silly job of yours, come on, man.
Take a vacation.
Forget about it.
Be Bob.
But then you say that and you go, yeah, it could be a fire rescue guy that might be saving your life later today. Bob, better be careful who you say can take the day off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Okay.
It is nice out, though.
Yeah, and know that you're blessed to have a job.
Yes.
Not everybody who wants one has one. Most, but not all. Yeah, it really, what a weekend.
Oh, man.
Did you get
the bike out, I'm assuming?
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah. Sunday, went for a ride, Marion County, up and around different parts there. The Anthony there. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, Travolta, I want to be in the next Wild Hogs movie. And I don't know if you heard me or not. So I got there before security came.
Okay.
And we ate at a great breakfast place, and now I feel bad. The name escapes me. I should remember. Anyway, the waitress was so awesome. Mm-hmm. Me being me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. She goes, would you like a pancake? She said it at the end.
Yeah.
Would you like a pancake? Like, how did you know to ask
wow.
me that? And I'm like, yes, I would. And I said, can you bring me lots of butter? And I go, and please don't bring me those little ice cold little packets.
Oh, no.
She goes, I would never do that to you. Now, it came in little packets,
yes.
but they're already pre-warmed. And, I'm
yes.
not kidding you,
yeah.
stood at the table, opened them, and put them on my pancake.
No.
Swear.
That is service.
Yes.
That gets a tip.
It got her a nice one, and she fully deserved
it. But you're right. The cold butter, it's like you go to an Italian restaurant, they bring you, if the bread's not warm and the butter's cold,
yeah.
oh, it just like tears the bread up when you're trying to put
like,
it on.
Yeah, like, hello?
No.
What? You
got to
think it
you're
from the user's end.
Yes.
Oh, the little milk things drive me crazy, too, the little half and halves.
Oh, you mean but the 37 of them that you need, you mean?
Yes. And do you ever have this happen to you?
Uh-oh.
You know, they tell you, they go, well, we don't like to put the half and half out. It could go bad or whatever. I mean, okay, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Yeah, the health department could come and stick a thermometer in it. It could be 2 degrees. Technically, you're right.
Sure.
But here's what happens. The little ones,
yeah.
you get, and when you put in like six like I do,
yes.
it'd be like the fifth one. you get a floater. And you know what float means.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
It's bad.
It ain't right.
It's bad.
Yep.
Then you got to start all over again.
Yeah.
Or, to take that a step further, you're doing them, one, yeah. two, three, mm-hmm. four. You don't realize they brought you one of a different flavor.
Mm.
See, that bothers me more than it does you. I don't like... The only flavor I want in my coffee is cream and sugar or chocolate. That's a mocha. I don't want butterscotch. I don't want...
What's your protein? You put protein in yours.
Oh, it's chocolate. Chocolate protein, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I put a vanilla one in today.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like it.
It's not as good in coffee.
Okay.
It is not, no.
Yeah.
It's okay in milk. It is not.
I tried it because of you, and...
No, the chocolate's not good in coffee.
And the dollar store doesn't have...
Yeah.
They're always out of everything. They're out of half and half. And I'm like, should have just went to the store like I intended to do, but that's another story.
Now we are in a season where everybody's talking about the whole pumpkin spice thing, and that's not my thing. I have my own pumpkin thing this time of year that I like a lot, as do you.
You're not talking about pumpkin bread.
A little pre
pumpkin patch
opens next. That's 27.
Buy a pumpkin, feed a child
next weekend. Pumpkin patch opens, so they're doing some pre testing for the bread, the pumpkin bread.
Oh! I volunteer,
and they sent some.
I will be the king's taster.
So yes, Heather, who runs all that, sent some over for the Bob Rose
You're
show
kidding.
This morning. I'm not kidding.
I am going to have to feel compelled to engage, to fully immerse myself in what is the pumpkin.
Pumpkin bread. Yeah.
Yes.
A regular and I think a chocolate chip, too.
And this is Church of God of Gainesville.
Gainesville Church of God, yeah.
And 39th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Annual pumpkin patch. Everybody knows it when they drive by because it's like, you know, it's so funny. Pastor was even talking yesterday, Pastor Chris. He goes, yeah, people will, you know, I'm a pastor. And they say, where's your church? Oh, over on 39th. They're like, no clue. He goes, the pumpkin patch? Oh,
bang.
Yeah. We go every year. We get pictures with the kids and we love Tomater and all that. Yeah.
And Tomater, I think I saw like redone a little bit. Or?
Yeah, you got a little update, I think. You know, he needs a little spiffing up once in a while.
It's just a fun time. There's no admission or anything like that.
No.
But everything you do, you know, purchase or whatever, goes to feed the kids. Great
yes.
cause. Well,
yep.
we'll have Pastor Chris on
like
next week or something,
we'll
or this
that.
Week.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. Hey, Fetterman on CNN, you know, Senator John Fetterman. One of the few human beings in history that ever got smarter after a stroke.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, with Democrats, sometimes there's only one way to go. But he said his fellow Democrats need to shut their mouths and quit saying that President Donald Trump was acting like an authoritarian ruler because he was elected. Oh, my gosh. Here he goes with common sense again.
Man, I am so blown away by him. I'm telling you. It's crazy how smart he's gotten.
756. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up, we're going to talk to Nanette Holt. She's our investigative reporter. She's done a lot of stuff with Epic Times, and she's going to share always has some great stories. She'll share that with us coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.